flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to Tyler. I didn't believe in the Lakers last night. Tyler had them, made some money.
He sure did.
And they was in there whooping that ass.
The heater continues. Hey,
Tyler made some money.
He did.
So we got Tyler
making money?
You did too.
You went on Bam. Bam had 14 rebounds.
All right, I feel like I'm in the middle of something. Let me go ahead and clear out. Here we go.
Tyler!
Oh, no.
Tyler!
Oh, no. You're listening to K-A-L-T-A-M, K-A-L-T-F-M-H-D-2, Houston, and Odyssey Sports Station. They got some things that they need to clear up. I'm out the
Tyler.
Way. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. And right now, the drive is live.
Tyler Marquand Milner.
Yeah.
Not Marquand.
Yeah, I go black. Tyler, they... You told him you had room.
I know, man.
Bam had 14 rebounds. He just needed to get 9.
I genuinely feel bad.
I told you.
Half, and I was like, hell yeah, I can go to bed. I got my money.
I genuinely feel bad, man. But in my defense.
How bad do you feel?
I really do feel bad.
You did win a bunch of money the last 2 days. How bad do you feel?
I'll split my profit on that bet with you.
Hold on. You ain't got to do that. But, I mean, you can feel bad.
I mean,
that's a mistake. I wouldn't split profit.
In my defense, though, I was booking it out of here way faster than I normally do after a show because I was late to a stand-up comic. Drew Lynch was in town last night. I went and saw him. And I was very late. And I didn't want to miss the show I had tickets for, so I booked out of here. One of our listeners tweeted me late last night. He said, hey, that bet, you know, Clint tailed you on, it hit. And I was like, oh, no.
You know, we have learned from Tyler. If he doesn't place it right then and there, hey, man, it's a 50-50 shot.
Well, because I got to get out of here and out of the way for Santiago in Area 45. You know, it's moving quick. But I will split the profit with you.
I don't think you need to do that, but it's your choice.
I mean, it's my fault. I mean, if I was that serious about it, I'd go get me a damn account and do it by damn self. So it's hard for me to get upset with Tyler.
I think you also,
even though it is some bull job.
I think you also need to learn, and you need to send a 620 text. Like a 620. Hey, man, don't forget about that.
Follow up.
Yeah, don't forget about that hundo.
I meant to get my Uber on the way to that comedy show and literally do it on my way just right when I got in, and I just somehow brain farted, man. That's my bad.
Man, it's all right,
buddy. But my heater continued last night.
Yeah, but your heater continued. Woo! My man was 8 of 11 going into last night. What are you now? Is that 11 of 15?
He at least got two of them.
You got plenty of bread in that account, man. You both slide a little bit more.
Pockets are getting deeper.
That man said, but I'm going to eat her.
Man, I'm killing it.
Let's get to it. The big story, if you're just joining us, hello. The big story, it happened. Many of you were hoping for it, and that is Bobby Slowick has been fired as the offensive coordinator. Also, Chris Strausser, the offensive line coach, he has also been let go and relieved of his duties as well. So you're starting over with those two spots. Those two spots that many people have been clamoring for to be changed. Less than a week after the season ended, D'Amico and the organization made the decision to move on. So I guess for me, Clint, I think I want to kick this off here with you and the people. Are you surprised, and do you agree with the move?
I'm not surprised at all. Now, look, I'll be honest. I did not think it was going to happen, but I'm not surprised. There's plenty to justify D'Amico Ryan's decision here. I mean, we're talking about an offense. It's easy to get caught up in what C.J. Stroud did last year and winning 10 games last year and being really, let's be honest, an offensive-driven team more so last year than this year. And then this year, if you look at the numbers, you laid it all out yesterday. There has been some little bit of a backslide in yards passing and a little bit backslide in total yards, but overall, you still put up 22 points a game. Your run game got better. I mean, it's easy to look at those advanced stats and really get caught up in overall production. But the reality of it is, this shouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, you know, we're 2 weeks into the season, and Bobby Slowick's still talking about trying to find an identity offensively. The same pass protection problems that kicked your ass against Minnesota early in the season reared their ugly head against the Kansas City Chiefs. In fact, I'll say it was worse than the Kansas City Chiefs because it happened in the most important drive three times in a row when you got to go score, and it was very similar issues. We've heard people talk of the display of just the lack of detail involved in the execution, and as I said yesterday, it was overall in this offense. It wasn't just critical moments. Let's not sell this thing short. It was not just critical moments. So, I mean, look, there was, again, I did not think it was going to happen, but there's plenty to justify D'Amico Ryans making this move. So this shouldn't surprise anybody, really.
No, it's not surprising. We were talking about it, and even though I've been one who said I wouldn't have done it, and it's still here for me. I don't think that it was the move. The only caveat I have is if there is an issue with the quarterback, then all bets are off, right? If you don't feel like he's the one that can work with the quarterback, for me, just from all the info we know from the outside, he's been there 2 years. And, you know, I felt like there were some clear circumstances that led to some of the issues that the offense had, along with the things that he needed to improve on. So I wouldn't have done that, but not surprising. I said it at the end of the year after that, maybe it was the Ravens game. Hey, the rest of the way, he could be coaching for his job, right? And we knew they were playing Tennessee, and they had playoff games. And if it went bad, you know, he could be coaching for his job. I said it into the Charger game. He's probably coaching for his job. So it's not surprising. To me, the other part, do I agree with it? I personally, from the info we know, don't agree with it. Now, as I said, if it's the quarterback thing, hey, all bets are off. We'll see who they bring in and what they do. But to me, I just felt like what we saw last year, I don't think the guy all of a sudden became an idiot. And I do think there were some things that he could have done better. I want to make that clear. But I think there were also some circumstances. And that's why I said on the other side with the fellas from In the Loop, is this better not be it? Because they also need to fix, whoever's coming in, they need to fix some of the major problems that I think handcuff Bobby Slowick, CJ Stroud, and the rest of this offense.
Well, right, look, the agree or disagree, I don't know where I see it. The jury's still out for me because I need to see who you hire, right? I mean, I need to see who you hire because there's plenty of reason to justify moving on from Bobby Slowick. I think there was plenty of reason to justify keeping Bobby Slowick. I'll give you one example. Overall, C.J. Stroud in 2 years, he threw for 7,835 yards, 43 touchdowns, and 17 interceptions. It's a hell of a start to a career for a quarterback. I know when you're staring at what Jaden Daniels is doing in Washington right now, people want to think it's just going to happen every single year. It's rare. We've seen it twice. I didn't think I'd ever see it again. Now Jaden's doing it. It's rare, guys. And so I don't know if I agree or disagree yet, but Ron, that's what brings me to the point of with the Texans' offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick being out in Houston. Number one, I absolutely love the urgency. The statement made right here, Ron, is we don't have time for the offense to wait till week 9 to figure out their identity, the quarterback to potentially backslide, the offensive coordinator to figure out whether he's the guy or not in through 3 years, right? The urgency that this move I think indicates is the way that I would hope the organization would be ran. D'Amico Ryans doesn't seem to be a guy that wants to sit around and let's play the wait and see game. And this is one of those moves. And to your point, I don't believe it stops with Bobby Slowick. If you're going to have this kind of urgency and make these kind of aggressive moves to win right now because you're in a window where you feel like you should be competing for Super Bowls, I got to believe there's going to be more to come. And I got to believe that has to do with coaches and it has to do with players as well. But the agree or disagree, the jury's still being out there, Ron. Who's the OC? Who do you have in mind? This can't be we got to move on from Bobby Slowick and then we'll just have a search and figure out who's out there. They got to have
you think they know?
Yes.
You think they better know who it is?
They better.
Before you make the move.
They better.
This wasn't just a, we just got to get rid of him.
No.
You got to know where you're going.
You better have somebody in.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The house that you just wholeheartedly believe is a surefire grand slam play caller.
Oh,
you better have somebody in one of these other systems, whether it's Minnesota or Green Bay or San Francisco, whatever, Cincinnati, whatever it may be. You better have somebody that can come in here with a similar terminology and change the game. And it is bona fide. You absolutely believe it. Or
you think he's changing the offense?
Well, that's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going with this, Ron, is it better be somebody that's going to come in and keep the same terminology, probably keep the same staff, but be a game changer as an offensive coordinator, put their foot down on some of the stuff that's been allowed on the offensive side of the football, and change the in-the-moment stuff.